We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig, and we invite you to be with us throughout the broadcast. We open our broadcast service with the selection, Let Me See Jesus Only. Let me see Jesus only. Only He can satisfy. How true that is. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful for the power of the gospel, which is able to change hearts and to change lives. So may You bless our broadcast service today. May the Holy Spirit accompany it And may the Holy Spirit be able to work with hearts and deal with souls according to the need that they have. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Drinking at the springs of living water, having now in mind, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsty spirits can be satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, having now in mind, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Two Great Evils. And our text of scripture is Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. About 600 years before the coming of Christ, the nation of Judah was facing difficult times. The northern kingdom of Israel had been carried into captivity by Assyria. Manasseh and his son Amon, kings of Judah, were very wicked kings. Amon's son Josiah became king when he was just a child after his father had been slain. However, at the age of 18, Josiah took the reins and exercised the office that he had, that of kingship. And when he became active as king, he struggled to rid Judah of her idols and to bring the people back to worship the true God. In his 13th year of rule, God called a young priest by the name of Jeremiah to become a prophet. At first, Jeremiah made excuses that he was so young. But the Lord said unto him, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Jeremiah 1 and 7. Josiah was slain in battle, and the reforms that he and started, ceased. The kings that followed him returned to the worship of idols. In his first assignment as God's prophet, Jeremiah was sent with a message to Jerusalem, recalling their past faithfulness. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. God instructs them to look at the heathen nations around them, how faithful they are to their gods. Then he asks, Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Our text, Jeremiah 2:13, forsaking the fountain of living waters. God was Israel's fountain of living waters, who delivered her from the Egyptian bondage, who led her through the wilderness, through their wanderings there, and through the land of the deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. Jeremiah 2:6. Who brought you into a land flowing with milk and honey? Verse 7. Israel forgot her God. You defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Beginning with her own priests and rulers, the priests said not, Where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Verse 9. Dare we, and I speak now of the present time, dare we forsake our fountain of living water? We have our fountain of living water in Jesus Christ and in his promise during his ministry. To the Samaritan woman, he told her that he had living water. She came there to draw water, and he said, If you drink this water, you will thirst again. But if you will drink of the water that I shall give you, you shall never thirst. And he was speaking about that living water. To all who believe in him, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So we read in John 7:38 and 39. So Jesus Christ offered one and all that living water that they could drink and be satisfied. And as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, we realize by reading the second chapter of Acts that that's when Jesus, through the Spirit, poured out his Spirit upon the disciples there in the upper room. And from that time on, the Spirit of God was made available to one and all who would meet Bible conditions for salvation and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Dare we forget our God? I speak now to our own nation, but what I say is not limited to our own nation. This situation is true in other parts of the world as well. Dare we forget our God? Shall we accept other gods? The gods of this nation or the gods of this world has blinded the minds of the people. Yes, there are gods today. You may not think of them as gods, but the God of gold, the God of fashion, the God of pride, the God of material things. There are many things. I have said numbers of times in preaching that whatever you put ahead of the true God, that is your God. So there are many gods today, and you have to forsake the true and the living God. You have to forsake that fountain of living water to have other gods. The gods of ease in Zion, the God of a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the God of worshiping with our lips. This people draweth nigh unto me, Jesus said, with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And Jesus also said that they worshipped in vain, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. There is much teaching in the world today, and I speak of the religious world. There's much teaching in the religious world today that is not based on the Bible. We will not be able to worship God any way we please. But it seems like that is the attitude of so many in the world today. But we need to remember what Jesus said again there to the woman at the well in Samaria. He told her, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God does not accept just any kind of worship. We must worship him in spirit and in truth, or else he will not accept our worship. And again, I say, without being judgmental or critical, there is much worship in the world today that is only a mere form or a worshiping of idols and not worshiping the true and the living God. There is much worship that is vain and comes from the lips and not from the heart, hewing out cisterns that hold no water. Isn't that true today, religiously speaking? Hewing out cisterns that do not hold that living water that Jesus told the woman about. What was Israel's broken cistern? What was her broken cistern? False gods, like Baal. They were worshiping Baal instead of the true God. False prophets who spoke in the name of Baal and not in the name of the Lord. Priests that did not ask, where is the Lord's? No, they did not ask, where is the Lord's? They did not ask for God's message. They were followers of idols and worshiping Baal and carrying Baal's message to the world. And that's exactly what is happening in our nation and world today. False prophets carrying Baal's message and not the true message. Heart going after the material instead of God. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. This is what we are to do. This is how we are to worship. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Yes, as James said, we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Are we hewing out broken cisterns that is not holding any water? We can be guilty of heeding false prophets today. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So we read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. False religion that offers an easy way and false hope. Yes, we have religions today that make no real requirements of anyone. But, beloved, the Word of God makes requirements. The Word of God makes demands. Now, I've just read from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 13, and there are commands, there are requirements there. And if we're going to be a true worshiper of the true God, we must meet those commandments, we must meet those requirements. False religion, I say, offers an easy way and a false hope, but it does not offer eternal life. We can be guilty of a false sense of prosperity, material prosperity, is no proof for spiritual prosperity. We read in the book of Revelation, the last church there mentioned, the seventh, the Laodicean, how they said, we are rich and we are increased with goods and we have need of nothing. That was their estimation of themselves. But Jesus Christ knew what their true state was. He said, you don't know it, but you are miserable. You are wretched. You are blind. You are naked. I charge of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Now, gold there in that verse represents truth. The city of Laodicea, we are told, was a very prosperous city. The material goods were there, and this congregation evidently was getting along quite well materially, and they were making the sad mistake of making the material things a supposedly spiritual things. But material things is no proof of spiritual prosperity. We can put too much confidence in self and in material things rather than in the grace of God. Adam Clark describes the two evils that I use today as a text. First, he said, they forsook God, the fountain of life, light, prosperity, and happiness. Secondly, they hewed out broken cisterns. They joined themselves to idols from whom they could receive neither temporal nor spiritual good. Their conduct was the excess of folly and blindness. So that is what Clark said in regard to the two evils. How much more would it be an excess of folly and blindness for us today who have the entire Bible to forsake God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit by neglecting our devotion and obedience to the Word of God? We are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Jesus, in resisting the devil, as recorded in Matthew chapter 4, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I realize in the day in which we are living, the Word of God has been cast aside, disregarded, spoken evil of, and denied. But, beloved, God's Word is forever settled in heaven and will never pass away. And when we arrive at the judgment bar of God, we will find God's word there, and we will be judged according to the things that are written in the word of God. And we'll be judged according to the life that we have lived in this time world. Have we cut out a cistern that will hold no water? Have we forsaken the fountain of living water? Could I encourage you, seek the scriptures, apply them to your life, and know the blessings of Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing this message with a precious people today. We trust the Holy Spirit has conveyed it to hearts, and good will be accomplished, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. If our service is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. And our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. In fact, there are a number of issues there in our archives. Or you may also download previous Way of Truth broadcasts and listen to them if you have missed any. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would also invite you, if possible, to be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the internet. Our morning worship service begins Sunday morning at 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our prayer.